Chapter 8, Olympia. Professor Spallanzani seemed happy to have Nathaniel visit with Olympia. During the next few days, everyone talked about the ball. Nathaniel's friends thought that Olympia was strange and boring. They said,
"All she ever says is, ah-ah."
Nathaniel's good friend, Sigmund, thought Olympia was strange too. He asked Nathaniel,
"How could you lose your head over that wooden doll?"
Nathaniel said, "Don't you see how wonderful Olympia is? But it is for the best. We would fight about her if you thought she was wonderful too." Sigmund saw that his friend was in love. Nathaniel did not see that her eyes had no life. He did not see that she walked and danced like machine, not a living person. Olympia only sat and listened. Nathaniel thought, "Only she understands me." He looked for the ring his mother gave him. He wanted to give it to Olympia to show his love to her. When he found the ring, Nathaniel ran across the street to Olympia. While on the stairs, he heard pushing and knocking on the door. Then he heard voices.
"Leave, you monster! I made the eyes and the inside of the machine! Stop! You watchmaker, let me go!"
The voices were Spallanzani and Coppola.
Nathaniel ran in.
The professor held a female figure by the shoulders. Coppola held her by the feet. They were both pulling her as they fought over her. Nathaniel saw that the figure was Olympia. He tried to help her. Coppola pulled her away suddenly and threw her over his shoulder. Then he turned and laughed before running away. Nathaniel then saw that Olympia's white face had no eyes. Spallanzani had fallen to the floor. There were small pieces of glass all around him. He shouted,
"After him! He has taken my best robot!"